If you're a realtor, what's the best way to spend your advertising dollars? What are the pitfalls and traps you might fall into if you're not well-versed in advertising methods? Today we talk with Tim Hennessy and Wendy Payton of the American Advertising Federation Southwest Florida, who have answers to these questions and more. You can hear them right now on the Royal Palmcast.
From the studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in Fort Myers, Florida, this is the Royal Palmcast, the show about people and things that realtors, home buyers, and home sellers care about. And now, here's your host, Jim Sandville.
Welcome to the Royal Palmcast. I'm your host, Jim Sandville, here in the studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in beautiful, sunny Fort Myers, Florida. It's getting to that time of year, Jerry, where things are starting to cool down here at the beginning of October as we record. What do you think? This is Jerry Johnson, folks.
It is. Yesterday after work, just getting out of the car, spending the 5 seconds to walk from the car to the garage, you're going, whoa, wait a minute. What? Why am I not melting?
It's
so
crazy.
The drop in humidity and the cooler was just really, really nice.
Yeah, I think we all welcome the break from the heat. So this is the show where we talk about things that realtors, home buyers, home sellers care about, people who are in the industry selling services to that group of people. We love them all, and we want to talk about things that interest them because they interest us too. Today we're going to talk about something that I'm very interested in, and I know our members are. It's advertising. How to get the most from your advertising dollar. What are the pitfalls, the traps, and ways that you can actually overspend your ad account. Those are exactly the topics we're going to talk about during this episode with our return guests. We have two of them here, and they both represent the American Advertising Federation in Southwest Florida. We have Wendy Payton from Payton Brands. Welcome, Wendy.
Well, thanks so much, Jim.
Great to see you. Tim Hennessy is from NBC2, ABC7, Waterman Broadcasting in Fort Myers. Welcome back, Tim.
Thanks for having us today.
Great to have you. Let's jump right into it. Unless, Jerry, you got something you wanted to talk about. What's going on with you? I almost forgot to check in with you.
Oh, well, with the topic being advertising and marketing, that's what I'm looking forward to talking about.
So you want to get right to it,
let's
too.
Get on with the show. Absolutely.
Let's do it. All right. So like I said, we're going to talk about pitfalls, traps, overspending. Let's kind of divide that up into a couple of buckets, pitfalls and traps. That seems kind of like the same thing. What are, especially when we look at it through the lens of realtors and others in the business, what are the pitfalls and traps that they can fall in advertising?
Well, I think it's really easy to just move along because your business is carrying you when things are going really well, and just you fail to plan and you fail to execute against that plan. In that way, when you're spending your money, it may not be a wise spend, or you may be neglecting your target audience and not communicating with them effectively, and that can hurt you as well.
Yeah, I completely agree. The one of the things that I think is really important is to make sure that during that plan is to just be consistent. Mm-hmm. It can always be tempting to try something new that somebody put in front of you. Be innovative, but also trust your industry. Make sure you know as a realtor what you're looking at, what other realtors are doing, asking questions, finding out what the real benefits are to something. Don't always do it just because somebody else has always done it, but find those unique ways of setting yourself apart. Mm-hmm. It really is one of those fun ways of because you never know what the next big trend is going to be in advertising. Mm-hmm. No one knew a year ago that TikTok would be something that businesses would start using.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was something that my 12-year-old does, in the hallway and knocks something off the wall because she was dancing while taking a video of herself. but there are businesses now that are literally posting TikTok videos, and they're working. Mm-hmm. So always continue to be innovative, but don't neglect the things that completely are trusted and tried with your target audience.
Ironically, TikTok was preceded by Vine, which was essentially the same thing. I think Google owns it, or Facebook, I forget who, one of the big ones. But it just kind of withered. And TikTok came in and boom, I've never seen anything like it. How about you?
Well, I think part of that response was not wanting to be associated with a platform that your parents and grandparents like.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Now, a lot of our members, realtors, are kind of solo practitioners. They hang a shingle, and it's a one mom and pop or mom or pop shop, or just a small group, small agency. Do you find that they sometimes try to go at their own, on their own in terms of planning their advertising? And if so, how can other professionals in the advertising business help them? And how much does that cost? Is it expensive?
I think that you can work with someone who wants to work with you. So if you're able to reach out, and you do have to have some budget in order to make it make sense. But there are things that you can do on your own as you're building your company to get to a point where you can work with a consultant or agency. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of webinars and podcasts like this one that you can listen to that you can soak up that knowledge and apply. And talking about differentiating yourself, identifying your ideal customer. These are things that you can do for free that can help you build your marketing plan. And as your business grows, you can work toward, bringing in someone to help you as you see success.
Yeah, it does. And it'll take time. Don't be worried that you're not seeing initial or immediate response. Advertising is a marathon. It's not a sprint. You can always change the creative. You can always change, based on what your messaging needs to be at a specific time. And based on market considerations as well, you really need to figure out ways to be consistent, working within your budget, and just finding the right ways to get your message out there. Mm.
There are so many avenues that advertisers can employ: TV, radio, social media, print, billboards, buses, bus stops. I mean, how do you know where to begin? Do you just social media? Is that the obvious first choice, or?
I think there are certain places that you need to be as a realtor because based on consumer behavior, mm-hmm. Consumers always go to the web first when they start looking. So you need to be there. And that's your Zillow's and your realtor.coms and, Facebook platforms or social media platforms, having a presence there, making sure that in every platform you have a consistent message and people can easily find you. There are simple things like making sure the handle that you use on your social media platforms are all the same across the platforms. The images that you use, make sure you're not, taking a selfie and posting it, for your professional headshot. Go ahead and spend a little bit of money to get a professional headshot, because that's a reflection of you, and somebody's going to trust you with one of the most major decisions that they make in their lifetime, potentially, which is to purchase a home.
You want the headshot to be current, too, right?
We want you to look terrific, yes, and represent you.
I've met a couple of realtors who I didn't recognize.
Right.
So I think that's kind of a best practice to have a recognizable photo of yourself.
Not only that, but something that's current, not 20 years old.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
Realtors are very brand-centric, but the brand is themselves. Mm-hmm. It is a relationship building enterprise. You cannot just walk into somebody and say, "Hey, let me sell you a house." You really have to work hard at gaining trust early on. So, finding mediums that can help do that are is very important. Finding the mediums that are trustworthy and finding the messaging that will convey that trust before they've even had an opportunity to meet you is very important. Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I would suggest that, a realtor who's just starting out or launching a business, is to make sure that they're capturing the data from each person that they encounter. If somebody calls that number, make sure that you collect their information, their contact information, so you can follow up in a week or a month. You can keep an Excel spreadsheet if you can't afford specific CRM software to help you. That's something that you can work toward, but you want to have that list ready so that you can dump it in that software. Those are things that you can do at a little or no cost that will really help you build your business.
And I think we really are talking about two different people. We're looking at the realtor that it's just getting started, obviously social media is the fastest, easiest way to do it. It's free. You can use, I mean, it's just like politics. You go in and, you know, you talk to friends and family first when you're fundraising for to run for office. Mm-hmm. Same thing is true about realtors. I mean, you're always going to go to your friends and family first. You're mm-hmm. going to associate with their networks as best you can. So the social media is obviously probably the number one place to start. Mm-hmm. And then you get into when you end up needing someone like Wendy, and that's when you figure out a way to make them all work together and posting information and becoming a credible source and utilizing the Realtor Association's information, blogs, podcasts, you know, becoming a resource for your customers is the most important way to build that brand and grow in a credible way long term. So one of the things that I would recommend all the time is, you know, be consistent, make sure you're investing. We want to make sure that we're also, this is the hardest thing for anybody who gets into advertising for the first time to understand, it's not spending money. We don't spend money on advertising. We invest it, we reinvest it in ourselves. It's no different than buying inventory at a retail store. We're reinvesting in the future. And it will pay dividends if you do it consistently mm-hmm. in the right way with the right targeting.
Mm-hmm. I have a rhetorical question for you. I saw an example of this as recently as this morning. Do you recommend people bring up politics in any way in their social media?
On a business,
it depends on your brand.
Really? So there are brands where that would be appropriate. Huh?
And there are realtors out there who are really feel very strongly for one party or another, and they tend to attract like minds. Mm-hmm. And if that is a strategy for them, that's effective mm-hmm. For them. They should do that. However, it can backfire because you also alienate. And the same could be said for any other divisive issue, not just politics. So we laugh about it and you know, it's rather mortifying what's going on right now. That has been an effective tool for certain people and certain personal brands.
Interesting.
Like we talked about in the last episode, it's very difficult to do humor. It's very dangerous and some people can make it work. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. But you do risk alienating. For instance, Lee County, the last time I looked at this information, most people think this is a very conservative red area. But there are actually more registered independents in Lee County than there are Republicans and Democrats combined. Hmm. So you don't really know who you're really talking to or who you could potentially alienate. Mm-hmm. Some people can ride both sides of the fence, and if you've got a good marketing strategy and know and are targeting very specifically to different audiences, you could kind of do both. But it's one of those things that I personally just say, you know, stay away from it. Mm-hmm. It's so dangerous, because what you could end up doing is you could end up having to invest more dollars in damage control than you're actually doing to invest in that. Mm.
The other thing to think about too is, even when you're lobbying, when you have you're building relationships with the people again who you voted for to put in place to regulate you, making sure that you have good relationships with those, no matter who's elected.
Gotcha. All right. Hey, I want to thank our guests. We're going to take a quick break here, and our guests will stay with us after the break. But we have Wendy Payton from Payton Brands and Tim Hennessy from Waterman Broadcasting here. They are both members of the American Advertising Federation, Southwest Florida. Tim is the president, and Wendy is the treasurer and a past president. You were president.
Past president, past governor of the state organization as well.
So yep. We've got the right minds in the room to talk the topic. We're going to be right back after this very brief message.
Are you a realtor in the Fort Myers, Florida area, or thinking of becoming one? If so, you should know that the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association is here to support you. Sure, we offer access to the multiple listing service, but that's just the beginning. We also offer certification classes, exclusive online tools, and a peer network of over 7,000 local realtors and business partners. We also operate a realtor store with signage, lockboxes, maps, and other realtor essentials at our locations in Fort Myers, South Fort Myers, and Cape Coral. Our advocacy arm, RBAC, works to make sure your voice is heard in Washington, Tallahassee, and at the local level. We speak out on issues important to the real estate industry, like water quality, private property rights, and tax matters. Realtors from throughout Lee County, Florida, and beyond count on the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association to help keep them at the top of their game. If you're a realtor or an aspiring realtor in the Fort Myers area, you'll want to take advantage of all we have to offer. Contact us today. You can start by visiting our website, rpcra.org, or by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. The Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association is here for you.
Hi, this is Jerry Johnson, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
Hi, I'm Andrea Dillon, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
I'm Bill Steinke, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
Reports show that even with the coronavirus affecting the lives of many, it hasn't fully hit the housing market yet. We don't know what the next few months will bring, but one thing's for sure. Home buyers want to continue shopping for their dream homes online while staying safe by avoiding unnecessary personal contact. It's still possible to safely market your listings while adhering to the current CDC guidelines. Now is a better time than ever to utilize web-based services, including video tours and virtual open houses. Potential buyers can request a video tour instead of touring a listing in person. This approach keeps the public safe and allows the buyer to take all the time they need to experience the home and repeat the experience as desired. Virtual home tours allow buyers to move through the house the way they would during an in-person showing. In addition, they are statistically proven to generate more leads and will likely provide an additional boost to your listings with even greater exposure on services like Zillow. Association members also have access to showing time through the dashboard. This free application can help with video showings, including comprehensive information on how to set them up. And don't forget about social media. Facebook Live presents a huge potential for real estate agents to stand out, be cost-effective, and abide by social distancing regulations. These alternatives are a great way to take preventative measures while maintaining your customers' interest in a property. Thank you and be well. I'm going to make you a star.
I'm ready. Where do I sign?
Well, before you sign on the dotted line, let me tell you more.
Listening?
The Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association is looking for members who think they have what it takes to participate in video segments or other media production for the association. Upcoming events, classes, special projects, things like that.
I've been told I have a certain star quality.
I believe it.
Yeah, so what's my next step?
It's easy. Just send an email to shows@rpcra.org with the word audition in the subject line. Simple. We'll reply with all the details, requirements, and forms you need for your audition. We'll review your information and let you know if you fit the part. But keep in mind, this is a real commitment. Writing, rehearsing, you gotta know your lines, recording dates, and real deadlines. And not everyone can be a star, you know. We're looking for actual writing and video samples. So email us today for your audition.
Already doing it. Is green screen one word or two?
You do have a certain quality. Ambition.
Can't talk now. Gotta get ready for my screen test. How much does this pay anyway? Asking for a friend.
Well, it's strictly a volunteer gig, but it's a great opportunity to get your name out there and may even help you build your business.
That'll work. For my friend.
Yeah. Okay.
If you have what it takes to appear on camera in our productions, we want to hear from you. Any member in good standing who's interested and can meet the commitments and deadlines is encouraged to apply. Go to the RPCRA Facebook page or watch your member weekly update for more information. We'll follow up with you and may even schedule an on-camera audition in our Winkler Avenue studio. We will also ask to see or hear samples of your past work on camera, microphone, or in print.
In Lee County real estate news today, single-family home sales are up 11%.
Brother.
Welcome back to the Royal Palmcast. I'm your host, Jim Sandville, along with Jerry Johnson here at the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in Fort Myers, Florida. Let's get right back to our guests. We have Wendy Payton and Tim Hennessy. They are both advertising experts, and they are here to talk about some of the best ways to spend your money if you are an advertiser, particularly a realtor. So in this episode, we're looking at pitfalls and some of the overspending that occasionally happens in the advertising world, and how to avoid those things. But before we jump into the category of overspending, I do want to ask you one more question related to pitfalls. Our members, our realtor members, 7,000 plus, they are all members of the National Association of Realtors, of course. And there is a very comprehensive code of ethics that realtors abide by. And it's taken very seriously, as you know. Now, there are rules that impact the way that they can market themselves, in terms of are they a team, or are they a part of a brokerage, things like that. But all of that notwithstanding, what are some of the ways that you've seen or become aware of that advertisers, not just realtors, advertisers can cross the line into unethical behavior with all good intentions?
Well, I think, specifically when it comes to working as a realtor, sometimes the needle changes. And this happens also with attorneys, too, because they're very regulated. So something that was a rule yesterday may change today. And so you have to be really paying attention to how regulations change over time. And an example is that, I have a client who's a member here who developed branding, and then 3 months later, they changed the rules on how we could do that. Fortunately, the brand we developed could pivot to meet the new regulations, but that just, we need to be aware as real estate agents and realtors that these regulations may change, so whatever we develop needs to be flexible enough to work within that system.
Hmm. Gotcha. Tim, any insights?
Yeah, I think that's really important, and it comes down to the KISS method. Let's just keep it simple, stupid. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure that we're not overcomplicating things. From a standpoint, we talked earlier about relationships, and you're really selling yourself as a realtor. Everyone does pretty much does the same thing. It's just how you do it and what you prioritize. But the real thing that you can do is just make sure that you're following your guidelines. The most important thing is use your association. They're the resource there to help you. These guys do a great job at Royal Palm Coast. And find a way to utilize whatever tools and resources you have available. Mm-hmm. And Wendy's absolutely right. Don't spend a ton of money on production that you can't change or you can't pivot from if you need to, if you get new guidelines. So work really, really hard to just promote yourself. I mean, because listings are going to change daily, especially in a market like we have right now. It's mm-hmm. extremely important to not get too hung up on individual listings. Focus on the relationship. Focus on what you bring to the table as a realtor. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about the product as much. It's how you're going to help someone navigate those pitfalls that will inevitably come up mm-hmm. within a sales transaction of a home.
Right. Nobody wants to overspend. Don't spend money if you don't have to, right?
Right. Well, and, there's a really a simple example would be the email address that you use on all of your communications. Real estate agents, realtors will sometimes change their brokerage over time or may even, formulate their own brokerage at one point. But you want to keep consistent communications and contact information with those folks. So be really aware when you're setting phone numbers and, personal contact information that can travel with you as you grow in your career.
Mm-hmm. Your Facebook page as well. Mm-hmm. Make sure all your social media platforms are definitely in your name, and you can translate those to a long-term strategy. One of the things that you kind of spoke to a little bit, and there's a great advertising saying, it's, I know, 50% of my marketing is working for me, but I don't know which 50%. And that is absolutely true sometimes, but you can fix that in knowing your clients, knowing who you're looking for, and being confident that in your ability to sell somebody, because advertising only gets people to pick up the phone. It only gets people to think about you or go to a website. I mean, you can't use advertising to actually close something. It's incumbent upon you to be the person on the other end of that phone when they pick it up to say, I need to list my home. How do I go about doing that? how can I make more money off of my home? How can I increase my investment in you? And why is it important to use someone like you, who I'm literally paying a percentage of my overall value? And it's extremely worth it. I have always sold homes much faster than if I had done it as a for sale by owner with a qualified realtor. So make sure that it's about you, that you're focusing on you. And there are lots of ways, even with television advertising in this market, it can get on as a per spot cost, it can get very expensive. But you're also reaching people for about a penny a person because they're hitting so many people. But there are lots of different ways you can make that work. You can use shorter formats, which in fact are a little easier to get by guidelines because you don't have as much time to step on your tie. If you're really trying to come up with something fun, you could do it. You could do a jingle. You can just put your face up there. You can just say something quickly like, this is Tim Hennessy, and I want to help you sell your home faster. And that's it. And you just put your contact information up there. Mm-hmm. But you get your face in front of people, and you get they get to know you before they pick up the phone.
Mm-hmm. I want to drill down just a little bit on one aspect of advertising. And I think a lot of realtors handle this themselves, especially when they're starting out or smaller, is copywriting. Now, in MLS listings, it's kind of just the facts and three bedroom, three bath. But one of the things I've always admired is romance copy that you see on the back of a package that affirms that you made a good decision buying Charmin, right? This is the softest stuff you'll ever see. It's cloud-like and all that. How important or is it even appropriate to use romance copy when you're, for example, doing an awareness campaign?
I call that storytelling. And I do think again, think of yourself as a consumer. What would you rather read? Using words that leave an impression that people can imagine in their own minds is going to be much more effective than stating the facts, because then it becomes a commodity, right? So giving people the opportunity to understand, for instance, what it would be like to live in this home. What does living in this particular home mean for the person that lives here? And creating the story that people can relate to and understand. And you're going to screen some people out, but those aren't the people that you're selling to. So it actually helps you to be more effective in, not only attracting buyers, but making sure that those buyers are qualified buyers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you get into a situation where, which would you rather get excited, or what would get you most excited? Bullet points, a three-car garage, two bathrooms. I mean, just bullet points don't get people excited. But if I were putting together a direct mail piece or a social media post, I would take a picture of this three-car garage, and I'm like, wouldn't your 1965 cherry red Mustang convertible look fantastic in there? Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't have a 1965 cherry red Mustang convertible, but I want one, and I want to put it in that garage. So there's a difference between, just over the top, and it doesn't have to be, and I would even recommend, don't make it super long. Just find the thing that might get somebody thinking about a visual in their head, and they're much more likely to engage with it. So one of the things we haven't really talked about is engagement. It's the most important thing with advertising. Someone has to feel something. Somebody has to want to be a part of it. And we talk about engagement a lot in social media, but we can really look at an engagement on pretty much anything. Is what has it made me do? How have I interacted with it? And it could be something as simple as just I interacted with it emotionally. I saw something that moved me. And that's one of the reasons I like television so much, and I've spent a career building it, is that it uses sight, sound, and motion to create emotion. It's a very difficult thing to replicate. And video does it very, very well. And I think in the real estate industry, it is starting to completely pivot toward a video model, and I think that's because technology has gotten easier to use, and it's more available, and it's less expensive. But these 3D models of and virtual walkthroughs, and these are just becoming, wow, I never really got to be able to show a home like this before without just taking pictures and getting something up there. Mm-hmm. Technology has really taken this industry to the next level from a visual standpoint. And so I would recommend, including video on everything you do.
Especially some of the drone shots you see are just spectacular. As Jerry well knows, he does that.
I do a little bit. I dabble.
Drone guy. Drone, he drones on.
That's good
on
to know,
and
Jerry.
On.
Yeah.
You are a Jerry of all trades.
Right? That's me.
Yeah. So tell me about some of the other ways that people... no, but I want to change direction here just a little bit. In the video world, and TV advertising in particular, I think the average realtor, especially a new one, would say, it's just too expensive for me. How do you respond to that?
It's not expensive when you think of how many people you're reaching. I'm assuming all the realtors in Southwest Florida can sell anywhere in Southwest Florida. It's a state license, correct? So you can pretty much sell wherever you want if you want to drive certain areas. So one of the things that, as far as a broadcast, and I'll speak to that because that's what I do, I'll speak with broadcast television, you're hitting an enormous amount of people all at once. So I'll just throw an easy number out there. One $100 spot might, you know, it's a $100 spot, and it's, you know, it's not $10 in Facebook ads, but that $10 in Facebook ads probably won't hit, you know, more than 100 people. Well, that one $100 spot is going to hit, there's probably going to be, you know, 6,000 to 8,000 people who see it. So you really get to a point where it's far more efficient to, on a cost per thousand basis, to be able to get into people's homes. And then you have the effect of, and this is where, I mean, again, I'm not downplaying the importance of radio or print or digital, but to get to a situation, get to a point where you are engaging personally and you're changing behavior over time and getting people, someone to trust you without actually meeting you, television does a fantastic job of being able to relate a personal connection. So from a cost standpoint, it may seem like it's a little more money, you know, on a per spot basis, but when you actually look at how much you're spending, 9 times out of 10, it's less than a penny a person, because the number of people who are seeing it are much, much higher.
Hmm. Interesting. What direction do you typically lead your clients into, Wendy, when it comes to selecting the media? What's the typical mix for a realtor?
Right. So I am execution agnostic, which means I'll recommend the best mix of media based on budget, on target audience, on our goals and objectives for the medium. I like television to create top of mind awareness and to keep you in the mix, so you're part of that decision making process. People remember you, and you can leave a really emotive and relationship based impression, you know, using video and messaging, storytelling that way. That may, you know, if you have a particular home that you want to put out there and you have an open house, that you may not need to reach, you know, the entire Southwest Florida consumer audience, and you may pick a different choice. Mm-hmm. So it really is dependent upon those factors.
Mm. One that we haven't talked too much about is print, but that continues to be a very, very important medium for realtors, correct?
Correct. And in, especially in this market, you know, I worked with one of the top 10 builders in the country, you know, and their initiatives in the state of Florida. And we chose print for Southwest Florida specifically because people are still reading newspaper and they're still picking up magazines at a higher rate than they are even in other markets. So it remains a vital part of the mix when you have a healthy, you know, a healthy budget. And sometimes we're talking about brokerages and versus an individual realtor when we're talking about more of the mass media spend.
Mm, gotcha.
And let me add one thing about television, just to kind of put a, you know, it really does help everything. I mean, there's no right way to do just one thing. I mean, if you can figure out a way to make them all work together. Wendy's absolutely correct. There's no reason to put a single open house on a television ad. It's not important. The goal with television branding is to create an opportunity to get somebody to go to your website as a realtor. Television drives more organic searches, more viable leads, because there was that connection and then they did something about it. Studies across the advertising industry, it's amazing that they've done they've done surveys, and they've looked at website statistics where you get to a point where an advertiser will, you know, blitz a certain number of commercials at a certain time, and then their web traffic goes up. I'm sure a lot of people have seen that, to where and I know I've got local clients who look at that daily. So it's extremely important to get organic searches, not just paid searches. I mean, I have several, I tell clients all the time, do not buy paid search. Buy television, because you get the added benefit of creating a local, or creating a connection with a client at less than a penny a person, and you get the ability to drive them to your website getting organic searches. So you don't really need the paid search if you're pushing people and getting the added benefit of the visuals.
Interesting. I could go on and on and on, and believe me, I would if time weren't a factor, but time is a factor for us. We're going to need to wrap it up in just a minute, but if you don't mind coming back for one more time, can I get you to come back for one more?
I think so.
I would love to get one more show out of you, because I'm not done with you. And I know Jerry has questions.
Oh, always.
Yeah. But let me just ask you this one last question before we wrap up today. In the mid-90s, 95, 6, 7, Craigslist decimated the newspaper industry, where classified ad revenues were king. I was one of the people affected by that. I worked for a daily newspaper for 12 years. So has that come back at all as the dust has settled on internet digital spending versus print traditional newspapers?
I would say that the not classifieds. Classifieds are all have all transitioned online, mainly. Even in business publications and legal announcements are now allowed to be posted in digital versus print media. That being said, a print serves as a different type of impression than you would have in digital. So it's more of a brand message, and it also is allows you to put out, you know, special offer or time sensitive things for a daily, for instance. And some people are going to, you know, spend more time. Digital is an immediate impression, and it's gone. And sometimes in print and magazines, it's around for a month that people, you know, have multiple interactions with that ad. Right. So it really serves a different purpose and can work together quite effectively.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure that Craigslist and the internet in general has cannibalized sales from every single medium that's out there, but probably none more so than the newspapers in terms of having a terrible financial impact.
Well, and I will say the newspapers saw that writing on the wall much sooner than really any other industry, and took it upon themselves to, rather than fight it, have actually done a very good job of making sure that they are the leaders in the digital industry. We have a member that has a newspaper group, and they do more digitally than they do in newsprint anymore.
Sure.
So it's just getting over the this is the newspaper and we are king, and transitioning into what's best for the client, which is what we all do. We all try to make sure that it's not about where the dollars go. It's what's effective. So we work really, really hard to work together as part of the American Advertising Federation. We consider ourselves the unifying voice for advertising. You know, I'm unique. I'm the sales guy, but one of the things I like about this organization, we're always here to help. So if you want to reach out to us at any point, find us. You know, we gave my email address is timh@water.net. Wendy's available at wendy@peytonbrands.com. You know, we can always find ways to get you involved with people who have the answers that you need. We work really, really hard to just help advertisers and be an advocate for that industry.
Interesting. All right, we're going to have to wrap things up here. I do want to thank you both again, our guest Tim Hennessy from Waterman Broadcasting and Wendy Payton from Payton Brands here in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers or Cape Coral. You're right in the neighborhood anyway. Jerry, I want to thank you. Jerry Johnson, our board op and director of communications and marketing here at RPCRA.
You're always welcome, Jim.
Thank you, Jerry. And I also want to thank our CEO, Beata Jones, who I can see out of the corner of my eye right now. And She is a very supportive staff member and our leader, of course. So I want to thank her and everybody here at RPCRA for all they do to support what we do here in the studio. And I want to also let you know that you can listen to our sister podcast, Realtor Riff Rap, with host Nick Bjelis. That is available on all podcast apps, as are we at the Royal Palmcast. We also have a YouTube video show, Realtor's Corner, available anytime from the convenience of your home or phone, anytime you want. So we will look forward to seeing you all again soon. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can do so by sending an email to shows@rpcra.org. I'm Jim Sandville with Jerry Johnson. Thanks so much for listening. We will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Royal Palmcast. Tune in again for more episodes and make sure to check out our sister podcast, Realtor Riff Rap, and our video news show, Realtor's Corner, which can be found on the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association Facebook page and YouTube channel. Sponsorship opportunities for these programs and more coming soon. So stay connected with RPCRA and stay tuned. This has been a production of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association.